Light joins us live on the phone. We were waiting for you at 3 o'clock, and I said, uh-oh, maybe he got hurt, because I know when you guys get hurt, we don't get the phone call. But apparently, you're okay, aren't you?
Oh, we're all good, man. That's my fault. I got a little busy with something, got consumed with the little man here playing a little ball in the backyard.
Good for him. What sport? Football, baseball?
He's throwing the ball back and forth. You know, he's four, so it's pretty simple things. Keep him happy and occupied.
Tell him to be a quarterback. You make more money, and you can hang around a lot longer in the league.
No. He's going to work for a living.
All right, so we're doing it all this week, and Bill obviously is doing the opposite. Are you guys buying into it? This is a wicked good team. They may be 0-11, but, boy, they should be 11-0.
Well, I mean, I think, first off, if you look at their games and you study what they do, I mean, there's obviously been a few blowouts along the way, but they've been, you know, competitive in a number of their games. And, you know, I think if you take anybody lightly in this league, you're going to be, and no pun intended, but if you don't prepare and do everything that you have to do, you're going to lose the game, and I don't care who it is. So, you know, especially being in the system for a while, I mean, this isn't anything new. I mean, we're going to go out there and prepare like we have all season long, and hopefully we'll be able to improve in a lot of areas that we need to work on.
You know, you guys always say the right things in these cases. Hey, Indianapolis, they're competitive. They've been competitive in a lot of their games. But I'm sure there was a point where you didn't think this way. How did you learn to think like this? At some point in your career, you probably said, that team sucks. When did you learn to go the other way?
It's different, I think, for everybody. I mean, look, and I think position-wise, too. I mean, I don't relate, you know, to defensive backs. I mean, number one, I like to eat a lot. I'm pretty sloppy, and, you know, I can't really do anything athletic. Other than that, we're almost identical. But when I think of a defensive back, I mean, you have to have a different mentality than you do when you're on the offensive line. And that goes for almost every position. But, you know, I think most times offensive linemen, we're kind of the same. I mean, we're pretty humble guys. And, you know, look, I don't ever – you know, think anything more than I need to, really. And I think, you know, when you look at, you know, how you approach a game, I mean, it doesn't do you any good to talk about how great you are. And I've always found that, you know, the people that do the most self-evaluation and the people that put the most time in to, you know, really critique themselves on a daily basis are the ones that always improve and the ones that stick around. And I think that's what we try to do. I mean, we don't sit there and celebrate, trust me, ever. You know, I can think back to a few years ago and, you know, we had a pretty good record for most of the year. But regardless of the situation, we don't ever sit around and talk about how great we are. We always talk about, you know, the things that we need to do better. And even though it gets to sound, you know, maybe a little old after a while, it really is, I think, and I agree with how we do things. It's probably the best way to approach it week to week.
Do you ever wonder if someday you're going to turn around, Matt, and say, man, I wish I smelled the roses a little bit more when we were going 16-0.
That's what Mondays are for, man. You know, you smell them all day long, and then Tuesday you get back to reality, and by Wednesday it's all horrible.
There's a game that I thought of this week when trying to come up with an instance where you guys were upset by somebody who had a much worse record, and it was that game around Christmas in 2003, I think, down in Miami. When you were up, I believe, 11 points, and Tom threw a pick late in the game. Do you remember that? Has Bill brought that up at all this week?
I can definitely remember that that game.
29-28.
yeah. It's trust me, I totally remember it. And, you know, I think we had a pretty darn good record, and I don't think they had much of a record. And again, that just goes to show you, it doesn't matter who it is. If you don't go out there and perform and do it well, you're going to lose the game.
Yeah, it was 12-2 against 2-11, I think.
I think you remember, because weren't they wearing those orange uniforms?
Yeah, they went big orange on
it. Yeah, it was a really big orange uniform thing. But, you know, here's the good news. I think, if I'm reading the schedule correctly, because the Colts are where they are, 0-11, doesn't that snap the streak of the Patriots and Colts playing next year? Doesn't that finally stop the streak?
Unless they're playing the South, which I'm not sure of.
I'm completely confused and lost.
Well, but, you know,
I'll agree with you. I'm totally agreeing.
Right again, Holly.
There we go.
He's trying to determine next year's schedule, yeah, and whether you guys get Indianapolis.
The reason you guys play the Colts
schedule
so much is because, you know, they're good and you're good.
Both at the top of the standings, and they match them up.
Yeah, we do. I mean, we always play them. I mean, look, just bank on it. It doesn't matter, you know, what the circumstances are. We're going to be playing the Colts, and you know, for a while there, it seemed like we were always going to play him in Indy, and then, you know, recently it's kind of shifted back our way. So, you know, it's just, it's one of those great rivalries. It's a good matchup, and, you know, it's always exciting.
The one thing that's going to happen to you...
So you play them again next year, too, we just found out.
We just looked it up?
You play the AFC South next year, so once again, you know, got the Colts.
It continues on.
No matter what the record.
The one thing that does not change for you guys in the offensive line is you've got two guys that come off the edge very, very quickly. And let's talk a little bit about them. What problems do they present for you?
Oh, well, you know, I mean, like all the problems, you know, any guy that has a lot of speed and multiple moves and not just one side but both sides and... You know, really, I mean, I think that they, you know, do a good job of mixing in some games here and there and then obviously hitting you with a, you know, blitz zone here and there and keeping you honest and packing the box and the run game. So, I mean, they do a lot of things defensively with those personnel and even going into, you know, a little bit of a walk around guy on the line of scrimmage. So, but when you're playing against guys like this, it definitely, you don't relax. You know, you can't take a play off. I mean, these guys are pretty much all day and they love getting at the field and, you know, they're pretty much relentless style pass rushers. So, you know, we got our work cut out for us up front.
Hey, man, I wanted to ask you about Ndamukong Suh and just the intensity with which he plays. I remember you guys played against him last year, and to a man, you were impressed with the way he performed. What was your feeling about the style with which he played? Did you feel he was over the line at all during that game? I know it got scrappy.
Well, I mean, you know, not to rehash anything old, but I mean...
No, why not?
Yeah, here we go. I just think that, look, we're playing the sport of football, you know. It's not, we're not out there playing badminton. You know, we don't need to shake hands after the game and be cordial to one another. I mean, we're out there to plug it out and get a little nasty, and it is what it is. I mean, and that's always the way it's been up front. And sure, you know, he's got a unique style about which he plays, and he's pretty darn good. And he came in and made, you know, a heck of a splash in his rookie season, and you know, he's continued to do it. So you got to respect the way he plays the game.
All right, big guy, we will talk to you next week. Good luck on Sunday.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks, have a great weekend.
See you later.
Okay,
you
Matt,
too.
See you.